All right, Kenny, listen, it was a little bit tough track ruts-wise and dirt-wise, but you were about the only guy able to move up in the main event. Start was a lot, so I think you rode really well.
Yeah, I think so too, man. I've been really having a tough time, like just not really happy, and it was hard, even though I forced myself to, but it was hard to have enthusiasm with my riding. So today I actually felt good on the track, like on the bike, like I felt comfortable, but then my lap time wasn't there, which I much rather have it that way, because then I know that when the race comes around, I'm just a lot more comfortable.
Yeah.
My heat race wasn't the greatest. So I was super down and I didn't really talk much, and Larry would come in and I'm like, yeah, I'll do it. I just need to be left alone. Like, just leave me alone. And then in the main event I showed up though, mid pack start, and I just went to town and made passes. And towards the end, the only place where I lost time is I couldn't find a good rut anymore to do the rhythm lane on the one end, you know, after the start.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I couldn't do the fast lane. I didn't do that anymore. So that cost me a shit ton of time.
Yeah.
But I also didn't want to risk like going double and then just going with a rut that I wasn't comfortable. So I ended up just kind of doubling, and that cost a lot of time. But that's when I lost everything. But yeah, I was able to move up, and then I saw Cooper was right in front of me, and Jet wasn't far away either. I'm just happy to kind of be back on the podium with a ride like that, yeah.
Yeah, sure. It was real aggressive early, real fast, you know. Hey, going back to last week, you got in there, you're right behind the kid. We're like, oh, shit, here he comes. And it kind of slowly lost the tail. It's just whatever.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just I haven't been the same as in the beginning of the season. It's a tough pill to swallow for me as well, because when I'm good, I feel like I can do this every weekend all day. But then when I'm not, I'm like, what the F am I doing? You know what I mean? It's just not there. But then I don't know, I'm still learning every day too, you know. I don't have it all figured out. And then, we came back this weekend, have a podium. I'm going to try again next weekend.
Yeah. So they built a tamer track, small double, no waves instead of whoops, preparing for the rain. Did you like that? Were you a fan of doing that? Or would you like to just, hey, build a fucking normal track and we'll do that?
It depends. I think the gnarliness of the track overall made up for not having whoops.
Okay.
Having said that, I don't know why they didn't in the morning build a set of whoops. Like, there was plenty of time to just, like, take the rollers out. We knew there was no more rain coming, build a set of whoops.
Yeah.
But then they didn't. So, I don't know. It's kind of like give and take. Like I said, it wasn't like the rest of the track was smooth sailing and then would have been really easy. But because it was so ruddy and sketchy, it kind of made up for not having whoops. So,
yeah.
I guess for this round, I was okay with it.
Yeah, I mean, overall, it's a good night for you. So, you know, whatever the track was, you'll be happy with it. Triple Crown next week. We did a stat on my website. Your average finish was worse in Triple Crowns than a lot of the other guys, which I didn't really think about, because I always thought you could win Triple Crowns. But, yeah, so what is it about these things?
I honestly, even the Triple Crowns, I never really gotten good starts.
Okay.
I mean, I did sweep Arizona,
but
I haven't gotten, really good starts, and they're important, you know. Yeah, so I don't know.
Okay.
But Indy will be gnarly, you know.
Yeah.
The dirt's really soft. I don't know why the hell they chose Indy for a Triple Crown race. But I'm kind of just curious how it unfolds, honestly.
Right.
So I'm going to be a little cautious, and I think you have to let the race come to you, because if it gets extremely ruddy, it's just there's going to be madness going on.
What's your pick for MXGP this weekend?
Yesterday I said Prado in favorite. Prado because he got a little bit of a head start when it comes to the racing side of things. Now, it wasn't enough starts or races to, like, really pick up on the aggression, because in 2011, I was really aggressive in MXGP, but I did the whole West Coast season, you know. I think favorite. Obviously, Geyser won the one. He's going to be up there, but for some reason, Prado has to start, so, you know, he's going to be good. But favorite was awesome last year. I think the bike this year is really good, just from visually watching. But then again, you know, today Geyser won, so I think it'll be those three mainly. I think Jeffrey will take a couple of rounds, like how he always does, which is normal, you know, after not racing for a while. So, I don't know. Let's Geyser, I think, he could definitely win, but so could Favre and Prado.
Yeah.
It's
a
tough one. Those three, I think.
That's probably pretty smart. You're going to cover your bases with those three. So, okay. All right. Thanks, Kenny.
All right, cool. Later.